Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Finding the Funny on CITR 101.9. We'd like to take this moment to thank the Musqueam people for housing us here at UBC. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Finding the Funny. Your host, Nico McEwen. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for yet another episode of Finding the Funny here on CITR. As always, I'm your host, Nico McEwen, and here's what's in store for today's episode called... Today's episode is called... Heartwarming Comedies. That's right. We have already... done episodes.
Voice characters and impressions are different. Doing an impression in stand-up is quite hard.
Once again, that's right. We have done sitcom comedies on the show before. But today is going to be about heartwarming comedies. Comedies that are able to incorporate the lives of the characters in such a way that not only do you find them funny, but you also find them heartwarming and you fall for the characters, which is really one of the key ways in order to have a successful comedy on TV. One of the most successful comedies in regards to heartwarming characters is Friends. So here is the proposal scene from Friends, both a mix of humorous and lovely and almost crying-worthy all at the same time.
Dude, I can't talk to you now. I gotta find Monica.
She's gone.
What?
She's gone. She had a bag and she left.
What are you talking about?
She was all crying. She said you guys want different things and that she needed time to think.
Well, why didn't you stop her? Why didn't you just tell her it was a plan?
I did. I told her everything, Chandler, but she wouldn't believe me.
Well, where did she go?
To her parents, I think. And she said that you shouldn't call her. But if I were you, I would.
I can't believe I ruined this.
I am so sorry, man.
You wanted it to be a surprise.
Oh, my God.
Chandler, in all my life, I never thought I would be so lucky. I never thought I would be so lucky. Yes, to fall in love with my best. There's a reason why girls don't do this.
Okay. I'll do it. I thought. Wait, I can do this. I thought that it mattered what I said or where I said it. Then I realized the only thing that matters is that you... You make me happier than I ever thought I could be. And if you let me, I will spend the rest of my life trying to make you feel the same way. Monica, will you marry me?
Yes.
How about that, ladies and gentlemen? That is The Proposal, Chandler and Monica in Friends. One of my favorite scenes of TV all time. The amount of times I have both cried and laughed. I mean, I know there's not a whole lot of jokes in there, and this is a comedy radio show. However, the jokes that are in there are fantastic, such as the joke about this is why women don't do this, because she keeps crying, and so then he gets down and he's crying. I just think that is a very good representation of probably what happens quite a bit, as well as the joke where they're all listening behind the door and he asks immediately after she says yes if they can come in. That's just funny. So we will be right back after an ad from our sponsors.
Are doing a voice character in stand-up?
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosions!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag, all types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
That's a little bit easier.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Finding the Funny here on CITR 101.9. We just listened to the Friends proposal of Chandler and Monica, and we are moving right along to another TV couple that I think is a great representation of how to create a couple that you care about so much that the comedy is built in, but the heartwarming moments are the cherry on top for this sitcom. This is a great sitcom. If you don't know it, it is on TV, I believe still airing, as well as it's on Netflix. This is Brooklyn Nine-Nine and the wonderful couple that is Jake and Amy.
And there is one more rule. matter what happens, you're not allowed to fall in love with me.
Won't be a problem.
Kind, sober, and fully dressed. Good news, everyone. We found the name of Santiago's sex
tape. It's not your fault. I was terrible.
It's not your fault I was terrible is also one of your sex tapes.
That's on Santiago. It's on me. It's still on me.
Ask him about his bank account. You should ask him about his bank account. Captain, Santiago broke the glass.
Well, what's the worst thing in the world for you, Santiago?
Being one of those girls in Jake's car.
I think the perfect first date doesn't feel like a first date at all because you know each other for a few years, maybe even work together, and one night you're laughing and all of a sudden it's like, blammo, kissing.
What are you doing? You're trying to catch it in your nose?
Jake, do you know why little boys pull little girls' pigtails on playgrounds?
Because they're so easy to grab, they're just begging to be pulled.
Because they like the girls, and that's the only way they know how to get their attention.
What are you saying?
All of this teasing, this elaborate date, somewhere down deep, you like Amy. Like her.
Guess you can add it to your list of bad dates.
Nah, it still goes on the good date list. You know, because we caught the bad guys.
Because it's impossible to be a cop and date.
Amy, look, there is a guy out there with incredibly low standards and a super weird soul patch, and he is waiting for you.
Amy, my patch tingles for you. We will wed on the Isle of New Jersey. Our first dance will be to Jesse's girl because my name is definitely Jesse.
Thus began the debt.
Crushing debt.
You do know me.
What is going on with you two?
Not even gonna touch that.
The Amy Santiago story.
You gotta admit, there's a spark.
And none of you will ever speak of it ever again.
But I want to speak of it. You looked really dumb.
You're putting a lot of effort into a joke. Why don't you just sit down and have a real conversation with him?
It's so weird that Amy dated that guy.
Why do you care so much?
And not to brag, but I think we just set an NYPD course record for time.
Definitely a brag.
Let's break that course record and be the best precinct here. Ready?
You want to know why she went out with him and not you?
Yeah.
Because he actually asked her out.
Why do you even care if I leave?
Because the Vulture is the worst. That whole division is the worst. They steal cases. It's the lowest of the low.
So if I transferred somewhere else, you wouldn't care at all?
No, of course not.
I'm sorry I said you were a bad partner. I was the bad partner. The truth is, our job isn't always great. I mean, sometimes it sucks, but it sucks a little less when I get to do it with you. So when you said you were gonna leave, I freaked out and I was done. I should have been more supportive. You're a great detective, and they'd be lucky to have you.
What's going on with you? You set the precinct record. You weren't happy. You solved an unsolvable case. You weren't happy. No case is going to make you happy. Something's bothering you. And whatever it is, you got to deal with it.
There's nothing you can do. Sometimes things are just out of your control.
I mean, sometimes there's stuff you just can't control.
Not good enough.
Why does everyone keep saying that to me?
Yeah, well, maybe I can't deal with it right now.
I don't want to be a jerk.
No, whatever.
I know you're dating Teddy, and it's going really well. It's just...
What's going on?
I kind of wish something could happen between us. Romantic styles. And I know it can't, because you're with Teddy, and I'm going undercover, and that's just how it is. Bye.
You didn't hold anything back.
That wasn't nothing. That was real.
What are you saying?
I know that you're with Teddy. I'm not trying to change that. And I get there's stuff I can't control. But this morning I told you that I didn't mean any of it, and that was a lie. I just don't want to hold anything back.
Amy liked you back.
Did you?
Maybe. Yes. Sir, I'm Amy Santiago, and I have something to say. I think you're wrong. I think Detective Peralta is onto something, and you should let him pursue it. I'm Amy Santiago, and I'm done talking.
So those were some clips from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, the couple of Jake and Amy. That was a clip I grabbed off YouTube, and of course, anytime you add music like that, it does make it more heartwarming, and those clips weren't necessarily the best display of comedy. However, they still showed the couple that is Jake and Amy, one of the many reasons why many people watch the show Brooklyn Nine-Nine, because of their great chemistry and dynamic on screen. We will be right back after an ad from our sponsors.
ship out there will be smashed to bits. Use your emergency equipment.
It won't work. Nothing works. It's got to. It's no use. Everything seems to be stuck.
My life's worth a try anyway. Come on, fellas. You can make it.
Just listen to this. Spider-Man saves freighter. You can't tell me the captain couldn't have brought his ship in without the help of that publicity-seeking show-off, Spider-Man!
Don't get caught wasting power. Unplug cell phone, camera, and other battery chargers when charging is complete. Many electronic devices continue to use power even when you are not operating them. The amount of energy consumed by electronics in a year when they were not in use could power Whistler Blackcomb Resorts for 43 years. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we are back here with Finding the Funny on CITR 101.9. I'm your host, Nico, and don't forget, you can tweet us at Finding the Funny on Twitter or at One Man One Show. You will see our logo as well as a write-up about how we are a show here on CITR. We want to hear all your thoughts about today's episode and episodes past, and don't forget to give us a follow. You are listening to the episode called Heartwarming Comedies, comedies that go above and beyond and are able to grasp the viewers in other ways than punchlines and gags. This final clip will be from a TV show called Gilmore Girls, and I still do very much consider it a sitcom, even though it is a longer format and it definitely has dramedy aspects. This is titled Gilmore Girls Best Scene Ever on YouTube. We'll find out together just how good that scene is going to be and if it'll show the heartwarming and the comedy that Gilmore Girls does so well.
Hey! This is not gonna happen. You're not going back out to your moonscape, you're not going back to work, and you're not going home. Now we all agreed to have Friday night dinner, and we're here, and I smell dinner. And yes, apparently there are some issues to be worked out, but no one, I mean no one, is leaving here until we do.
Things were out of control. Not the point, simply. Not that it is completely...
Rory, do not cut your grandmother off.
Well, I'm just saying...
You come running to us, begging us to take you in because you can't possibly deal with your mother.
That's not what happened.
We take you in. We pay to redecorate a pool house so you can have a place all your own.
I did not ask you to do that.
You accepted it. You did not turn it down. I didn't hear you saying, Grandma, stop. I didn't see you throw yourself at the decorators while they were putting up your very expensive wallpaper. And then when you decide you don't like how things are going, you leave.
With no notice, by the way. And you leave two strange boys in our house unsupervised.
We're missing two picture frames, by the way.
Colin and Finn did not steal your picture.
Do not raise your voice to your grandmother.
I never realized how spoiled you were, Rory, but I guess that's to be expected. Only children are always spoiled.
I'm sorry I didn't leave a note.
My, that sounds heartfelt. Doesn't that sound heartfelt, Richard?
No, I've never been more touched in all my life.
I apologize, you don't believe it. I try to defend myself and you don't want to hear it. So apparently, there's nothing I can do here.
Oh, there's plenty you can do.
What can I do?
Well, first of all, you can admit what you've done. You can apologize.
I was just trying to apologize. Cut her some slack, Mom. Rory was going through something terrible.
Life is full of terrible things, Lorelai.
She was emotional. When you're emotional, you don't think clearly. I remember a woman who tried to buy a plane when her granddaughter moved out.
I tried to timeshare a plane. It is in no way even close to the same thing.
Oh, I've never been so happy to see a salad in my entire life. Ugh, I can't believe what I'm hearing.
If we'd known the extent of the issue, we might not have taken Rory in.
I tried to tell you.
You did not.
I came here and I told you exactly what happened with Mitchum and you didn't want to hear it.
I don't remember that.
I don't either.
The Huntsburgers told her she wasn't good enough and Mitchum told her she didn't have it.
He what?
Yes, and now she's dropped out of Yale, but between the three of us, we can knock some sense into her. Of course we'll help you. This is not happening. I'll call Charlie Davenport tomorrow. Thank you guys so much. Just thank you. And scene.
This is a really good sorbet.
I know, isn't it? Teresa made it herself.
Mango?
Passion fruit.
Delicious.
It certainly is.
What are you thinking, buying an airplane?
I didn't buy it. I looked at it.
Well, what were you doing looking at a plane?
I can look at a plane if I want to look at a plane. So I lead her over to the good table, smiling like we're the best friends in the world. And I tell her, Shira, you don't think Rory is good enough to be in your family? She is. We are just as good as you are. After all, you are nothing but a two-bit gold digger. And how you managed to bag Mitchum, I will never know.
You did not.
Oh, yes, she did.
I told her Mitchum still plays around.
Oh, no. Tell her exactly what you said.
What did I say?
About her weight going...
I got it. I told her, Mitchum still plays around, you know. Well, of course, you know. That's why your weight goes up and down 30 pounds every 3 months.
Ruthless woman.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was a clip from Gilmore Girls. Truly a great dynamic in regards to family comedy, going from absolutely yelling at each other to randomness to jokes to laughing, having fun. A great display of a lot of families. And one of the reasons why so many people loved Gilmore Girls, just because of that family dynamic. Like many shows, such as Modern Family, they also do some great heartwarming moments. Blackish also does some great heartwarming moments. Lots of great shows. And don't forget, all the writers out there, if you are looking into breaking into the writing scene in Vancouver, there are some amazing courses offered at UBC with some unbelievable professors. I am currently registered in writing for screen as well as web series, a new course at creative writing, and I'm very excited about it because web series is a great way to express new ideas and new works in different ways due to the freedom of the format. So that'll do it for today's episode of Finding the Funny. We hope you enjoyed. Coming up next on CITR, you can join Gak as he explores music from the movies, cinematic tunes, and more. That's Exploding Head Movies at 7 p.m. right here on CITR. As always, ladies and gentlemen, a huge thank you to everyone who listened and enjoyed the show today. That was Heartwarming Comedies. This has been Nico McEwen, and as always, keep on laughing. The reason why is because you...
That gravity, that crescendo.
So you